Right, good morning. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm on U105 and you can be too. Let me say hello to Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Frank. Good morning.
How are your flowers, Kim?
They are doing very well. Thanks, Frank, flying out the door this morning.
Yes, you're one of these florists who looks forward to the 14th of February because you can basically take it easy for about 2 months after today.
I wish, Frank, I wish.
Is there still a demand for flowers? Is it still the go-to item to show your love?
Yes, I think so. I think particularly men are very keen on the red rose, and I think there's nothing says I love you quite like a big bunch of flowers.
Yeah, but I suppose you're saying that the men are keen on the red rose to give the red rose as opposed to receive it. But once you commit yourself to red roses, it's then the number. You know, there's something maybe about giving a subtle single rose that says, oh, very suave. But if you start buying like half a dozen roses, it looks like as if you haven't bought a dozen. And if you buy a dozen, why do you not buy 2 dozen? How do you know where to stop?
I think here at Victoriana, we like to give our customers a lot of options. So whilst a lot of people still buy red roses, they also buy a lot of mixed bouquets. So you don't have to go with red roses. We do beautiful spring posies with ranunculus and tulips and everything in them. So a lot of ladies actually prefer that because it's more like a wedding bouquet. So it's nearly a more romantic gesture than a big bunch of red roses.
Yeah, I always sort of check in with a florist this time of year just to see what way the land lies on Valentine's Day and how popular the flowers are. And very often it's a florist who's in one of our cities. But you're by the coast. You're out in the country, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're in the lovely town of Whitehead.
And how is romance in Whitehead? Because I asked this question for a very good reason. I have 3 or 4 colleagues from Whitehead who all look to me like as if they would be willing recipients of roses. There's just something about Whitehead people. They're very warm, they're friendly, they're welcoming.
And they're big spenders, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. This is totally. And, you know, whether it's the fellows or the girls that I'm thinking about, Whitehead, it's just, you know, maybe it's the colourful houses you have out there.
Yeah.
You sort of lead the way in romance.
I think so. I think we know how to romance each other in Whitehead. And we like to say here at Victoriana, Frank, flowers now, fireworks later. That's our motto.
Yeah, and how do you get round to the fireworks? Because
well, no, I couldn't possibly share that on live radio, Frank.
Well, give us a steer, Kim. I presume people will have booked the flowers maybe yesterday, they're collecting them today, or you're delivering them, as florists the length and breadth of the land will.
Right.
Now, the flowers arrive, your guy gets out of the van, he comes up to the door, and the flowers, oh, this lady standing there in her nightdress, oh, who sent those, you know, and the bloke upstairs is hoping, my God, I hope they're mine. But, so they've arrived, and the flowers are there. Does the woman spend quite a bit of time then during the day sort of, you know, fiddling with them, looking at them, rearranging them?
When they leave us, Frank, they're all beautifully arranged. So we like to keep it as simple as possible so that there's much more time for romance later on. If you're fiddling with your flowers all day, you certainly haven't got the energy for that at night. So I suggest that you get your flowers here from a local independent florist who will have the flowers beautifully conditioned and arranged, and you can just pop them into a vase when they arrive with you.
Yeah, just on that, is there big rivalry in the floral world? I notice you're saying go for the local independent.
Yeah.
Are you up against the guy who's doing it on the internet who never goes to see a florist? Is that where the competition lies?
I think we're open 5 years now. Certainly when we started, there was a lot more competition with supermarkets and sort of cheaper flowers. But what I would suggest is if you support your local florist who knows about flowers, who has bought the right quality and has conditioned everything properly, your flowers will last a lot longer. So the competition, whilst yes, you can go cheap, to be honest, I think if you spend a little bit more money and support your local florist, you can't go wrong. Your flowers are not going to look like they've been dragged through a hedge backwards by the time they arrive with you.
Not that I would, but I know people who do. They would be going to get diesel this morning.
Yes.
And they would be in the petrol station and they'd be thinking to themselves, you know, that's okay, but it's a bit small. But if I got 3 of them and shoved them all in together, I could make a queer thing out of it. That's appalling, isn't it?
It is. Do you know, I think local florists are there for the happiest and the saddest times of people's lives. We're there for births, deaths, marriages. We have repeat business from our customers who are loyal to us. And I think you get what you pay for. It's like everything in life. If you spend a little bit more money, you'll get something perfectly picked for you, even based on the colours that your beloved would like, or the types of flowers they like. It's not just a random go in and grab a bunch. It's not a ticky list sort of exercise on Valentine's Day. Put a little bit more thought into it and you'll reap the benefits.
If I was, however, buying exactly the same flowers next week or bought them this day last week, mm-hmm. be a whole lot cheaper than today. You should probably put the hand in Valentine's Day.
I wish. That's not actually the case.
Is it not? Is it not?
No, it's genuinely not. I would say the only thing that's slightly dearer in our shop today are red roses, and that's because of supply and demand. We pay our wholesalers more money. They're paying the growers more money, so the cost has to be passed on. But if you come in tomorrow, you'll pay the same price for a pink rose as you do today, as you did yesterday, as you would have done last week, yellow rose, anything else. So that's why we give our customers the choice. If they want red roses, absolutely. If they want anything else, it's the same price as it will be next week.
So you're now letting every woman in the land know that if he doesn't buy red roses, he's tight as a camel's backside.
Well, I wouldn't like to say that, but yeah.
Okay, so if it ain't red roses, you're married to a skinflint. Kim, I know you'll say you love flowers and you work with flowers, yeah. And if the person in your life bought you flowers, you'd be delighted. So we'll accept that. What else does a woman like you like at this particular time of year when romance is all around? Give me a steer.
I feel, Frank, that it's you don't have to buy anybody anything. And I think you're missing the point on Valentine's Day if you feel you have to go out and spend a fortune. It's the little gestures. It's the somebody bringing you a cup of tea, somebody saying, you know, take your slippers off there, love, I'll rub your feet, somebody lighting the fire for you, having your dinner ready for you when you come home. Those wee things mean as much to me as somebody arriving with a big box of chocolates, flowers or jewellery. Wouldn't matter to me. I like to be considered and thought about, and somebody take a wee bit of time to think about you. That means a lot more. And I think most women would say that.
Yeah, do you see the old take your slippers off, love, to rub your feet? Would that lead to the fireworks?
Well, I would suggest it would, yeah. It's always worth a go anyway, isn't it?
Is anybody out there with slippers on them? Kim, you're absolutely pouring romance all over me here. I feel uplifted. I feel ready for love. Love must be all around. I'm sure there's a delightful, let me see, I'm sure there's a delightful love song that we can find, something that sums up, you know, what sort of, not that I'm going to instantly play your song, Kim, but, you know, if you were to step up to the microphone, or better still, if you were to be sitting with your headphones on and someone else was to step up to the microphone and sing you a love song, what would it be on a fine morning like today?
My favourite love song is You Play Glockenspiel and I'll Play Drums by the beautiful South, Paul Heaton.
Beautiful South. And yeah. What's it called? Is it
you Play Glockenspiel, I'll Play Drums.
That's the actual name of the song?
Yeah.
Jeepers, you're a bit beautiful. Odd, aren't you?
Yes, like I know odd as, but you have to be in this game.
Yeah, give us a wee bit of, how does that go?
Oh no, I can sing it for you, definitely not, definitely not. Yeah,
anything that mentions a Glockenspiel when you're...
it's a bit odd.
Trying to get the fireworks going would be a bit of a passion killer for me. Kim, I know you're busy, and I know Whitehead won't be decorated until your shop is empty.
Absolutely.
But thank you for talking me through the busy world of the florist. Thank you.
And I hope you get lots of fireworks later, Frank.
Kim, you're too naughty. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear old. The lovely Kim Davis there out in Whitehead. I want to know what exactly today means to you. Are you, you know, flowers and chocolates? Are you, you know, rubbed feet and Ovaltine? I don't know. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. We're busy through until the middle of the day, and I think that, is there love? Is there love in the air here? Is that what Valentine's Day is for you? Songs like that from Barry White. Can't get enough of your love, baby. Let me say hello to Kev. Morning, Kev.
Hello, how's it going, Frank?
Very well, Kev. Is there anyone who can't get enough of your love, baby, Kev?
I think she probably gets too much.
Are you a romantic, Kev?
Well, yes, I would. I was just thinking, right, you were talking there about rubbing the feet, right, and me and her weren't going out that long at the time, and we were sitting at traffic lights after being out for a meal, and I say it to her as a joke, you know, see when we get in.
Hold on, Kev, hold on, you said what as a joke?
No, I said to her as a joke, whenever we get into the house, take your boots off and I rub your feet.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you. Sorry, I thought as a joke you were going to do something in the car and then we were going to have road safety announcements. No, you're in the house. Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, we're in the house and, you know, I was just sitting watching TV and next minute she walked into the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the rubber feet. Oh my God, it was the most disgusting thing I ever did. But when you're saying about being romantic, over the years I've got to know that she likes irises, tulips and carnations.
Okay, okay. Just, I'll come to the flowers in a second. What was the difficulty with her feet? Like, has she got, you know, I don't mean to be blunt about it, but corns, bunions, long toenails? What was the problem?
No, they were just smelly.
Right, so she'd been out for most of the evening dancing, doing the things they do, and she didn't think about maybe...
We were just out for a meal, and we were sitting at traffic lights on the Black Road. She lives in Dunmurry.
Yeah, well, gosh, I don't want to know too much about her. Hold on. Don't want to know too much about her. I know she's from the general South Belfast area. She's got smelly feet. Right, apart from that, tell me about her flowers.
She's actually living in...
Hold on, I don't want to know anything more about her. No more information. Just tell me about her flowers.
Last night, and I rang up Interflora.
Yes, yeah.
Now, I heard your previous guest on talking about supporting your local florist, but I live in Lurgan.
Yes.
And she's in our class. So, how do you use that flora?
Right, so, now, I don't want any more information about who she is or where she is, right? This is important. This is very, very important. But I do want to know what you spent on her.
All in all, I would say it would have been, give or take, about 120 quid.
Is this, you know, why did you have to wait? Is this today or last year you're talking about?
No, today.
So 120 quid.
I did all this yesterday.
Okay, you've spent 120 quid, and to use the term from our florist a few moments ago, will you get fireworks?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not seeing her till tomorrow night.
Yeah, but like, you know, will your squibs be lit? Will your rockets be sent? Will you get fireworks? Are you living in hope? You don't sound to me like a guy who is very hopeful, because if she's... Basically, if she starts with feet rubbing, it's hardly going to be exciting.
I know, but what started off as a joke turned into something that was disgusting.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, you didn't like the idea of rubbing her feet, but have you ever got a chance to, you know, get to know her better than down around her shoe area?
Yes.
Good man, well, at least you're living in some sort of hope on behalf of mankind generally. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. I want to say good morning to, is it Connor who's on this line? Good morning, Connor. He's on line two. Morning, Connor.
How's you?
I'm very well, fella. How romantic are you?
Oh, I work for Fort William shop on the Atom Road, and I'm actually the Fort William fruit shop doing Valentine floors for all my ladies only.
Okay, okay. Are you run off your feet today, Connor?
Oh, we've been flat out this morning, Frank. So we have.
Yeah, so now that you've told me how busy you are, how romantic are you?
Oh, I'm very romantic with all my ladies, so I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you've laid claim to these ladies yourself just because you're calling at their front door delivering someone else's loving gift.
Oh, why, Frank? I have everything they got there, and trying to take them away on holiday and trying to spend money on them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, the lady in your life gets very well attended by someone like you.
Oh yes, Frank.
Why do I get the impression that there's no romance in that man's heart at all? That he's more interested in making money, delivering the flowers to the ladies of his life, as he says, as a florist. Because there's loads to be made. There's loads to be made if you're working in that industry today. And as for the cards, how much money do the card companies make on a day like today? How romantic are you? I get a feeling that, well, Kev to an extent is romantic. Connor maybe not so much. But does it matter to you girls? Does it actually matter whether or not there is an expression of love, an expression of appreciation, an expression of joy, an invitation to the fireworks? Does that matter? Or should every day be Valentine's Day? If you go through today without it being recognised at all, will you be disappointed? Do let us know. 90333105. So how do you celebrate Valentine's Day? And does it mean as much to you this year as it would any other year, considering it's the first day of Lent? Is it possible to actually recognise Lent, to have Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day on the same day? Valentine's Day is all about romance and, I suppose, feasting and chocolates and overindulgence and sex and all those things that goes with Valentine's Day, whereas Lent is about fast and abstinence and ashes and Ash Wednesday in particular, the first day of Lent. So it's the first time since the Second World War that they've both fallen on the same day, and I bet back in 1945 they didn't, you know, have this worry or concern. They just recognised Lent. There was none of your old romance. Michelle's on this line. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Frank.
Michelle, do you even know what I'm talking about when I talk about Lent?
I do. I'm actually heading down shortly here to Mass, and then I'm forgetting it. I just, yeah.
All right, okay. This is not a great line. Can you put your phone a wee bit closer to your mouth, Michelle?
To me now.
Okay, okay. So, okay, you're going to do the ashes thing. You're going to go to Mass. This is what a lot of Catholics, of course, would do on a day like today. But are you a one meal and two collations person? That's another rule, isn't it, where you have to eat very little today. How can you do that?
Oh, it's a black fast, yeah.
Yeah, how can you do that and actually, you know, celebrate Valentine's Day? I just want to get you closer to that phone, Michelle. There's something about that phone that, you know, I think you're holding it upside down. There's something about it.
Yeah. I don't know. My husband's going to have to get me a new one.
Yeah, you keep it just the way it is there. Tell me about Valentine's Day.
I believe it's off today, but I got a nice card. That's what I'm used to.
Okay, so you got a card. Is that enough for today, or do you need to do more?
No, as long as I get a nice card, that's me. I'm easy pleased, Frank. I'm not worried about the materialistic things, flowers and things. So it's an everyday thing, isn't it? When you get up in the morning and, yeah.
And did the card come in the post, or was it hand-delivered to your bedside?
No, hand-delivered in the bedside.
That is nice. That is a lovely romantic touch. So if we set the bar at a hand-delivered card to your bedside, can you outpoint Michelle? 028-90-333-105 is our number. 028-90-333-105 is indeed Valentine's Day important to you. And how do you celebrate it? Do let us know. 90333105. I'm going to say hello to, is it Montana? Do we have someone called Montana? That's a great name. Where's Montana from? It's Montana Gordon. Hello to you, Montana. Best wishes from Elaine, from Jennifer, from Brian, from Karen, and also from Teresa as well. Good morning. Good morning to you. And I don't know whether you're, you know, celebrating in a Valentine's way or just recognising this birthday that you're having. But good morning. Enjoy, as the man says, every moment of it.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Let me speak to Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Frank.
How's your Valentine's Day going, Ian?
A bit wet and windy, Frank. But nonetheless, Frank, I'd like to tell you, Valentine's Day, great. But I have another reason for being good on Valentine's Day, because it's my wedding anniversary. And, Frank, I'm 26 years married, and we got married in Gretna Green. And we eloped to Gretna Green and didn't tell anybody about it until looking back.
And were you relatively young, or was this just something you did for fun?
We weren't 16-year-olds, Frank. I'm 58 now, as well, so it was 26 years ago. So work got out, Frank. But it's a great reminder of my wedding anniversary. I'll never forget it, because when Valentine's Day comes around, I always know that's it. And I gave her a wee kiss this morning, Frank, on the way out the door. And you know what she said to me, Frank? She said, I'd be out for murder now, so that's what she said. Oh, it's not there.
But she does love you, Ian. She does love you. Did she make any gesture at all? Did she get you anything? Did you get her anything, or was it just a kiss?
No, she did not, Frank. No, she did not. I took her to Mexico last year for our 25th, and this year we're celebrating it in style because I'm going to see the Belfast Giants. And she's going to our Keep Fit Club. There you are.
I love it.
You're coming tonight, Frank.
Ian, I like it because you're absolutely in love. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105 on this Valentine's Day. How happy are you?